Hello and welcome to my podcast, I Shouldn't Say This, But. My name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK. And with me, as always, is Producer Dodds.
Hey.
Hi, Dodds.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm hoping you're going to talk a little bit about what we did on Friday. We recorded a new podcast,
which
I'm excited to hear.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is episode 26, which I didn't say. So welcome to episode 26, everyone. As I always say, we are flying through these episodes. We did get some feedback from you, from someone, a lovely, kind listener, who asked for us to do longer episodes and fewer of them. And we felt the same, didn't we?
Yes.
Listening back and when Dodds edited them. So we tested the three. We're all about testing and learning. Trying to find the best
and now
formula.
We know.
We're going back to two, and yeah, we apologise for being a bit schizophrenic with our podcast offerings. But we should have some consistency now. With this, it's a bit of testing and learning, isn't it? No one really knows the right formula, and we wanted to make sure that you guys were getting the most benefit from them. Mm-hmm. So, two a week, but also Dodds mentioned what we did on Friday. So, we thought that it'd be quite good to explore my relationships, my friendships, and things that make me who I am, and things that have impacted my life and people. So on Friday we recorded the podcast I Shouldn't Say This After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, wasn't it?
Which was a totally new style of episode, wasn't it?
Totally new style.
A little bit. I don't want to say the word looser, but I will say the word drunker.
Don't know what you're talking about. Friday night, we had a few drinks.
We did. Celebrating St. Paddy's weekend.
We did. We had a few drinks whilst talking to one of my very good and longest friends, Charlene Hanley, who is Creative Planning Director for Social Chain. But also, I've known her for about 14 years. So she definitely helps me to be the woman and the leader that I am. So we had a good chat and we shared a few stories. We came up with the concept because the whole premise of I Shouldn't Say This But is me dispelling the myth that people in senior positions are just that. They're just a leader and they're nothing else and they've got no other life outside. And I like to be a little bit silly and I like to have fun and I like to laugh and I love my time with my friends. And I am a human. Like, I still go out, I still have fun, but I'm also a leader within a business as well. So it's just about us exploring what makes me, I think is a good way of describing it.
Yeah. Or getting to know the whole you, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, because we talk a lot about personal, talk a lot about business advice, but we also talk about personal advice. So we thought we'd let you into some of my closest relationships. And that's how the concept of I Shouldn't Say This After Hours was formed. It covers random topics from number twos. I can't even say the word. From number twos to snogging celebrities to breaking into a certain celebrity's house whilst on holiday. But there is a really good theme and a takeout and a lesson from it that I think will help everyone with their confidence in life and in work. So I'd recommend that you give it a listen. I can't even speak. Mm-hmm. I've not had a drink today, I promise. I recommend that you give it a listen, and we would really, really love to hear your feedback of what you thought of it, because for me and Charlene, it was like us just having a chat and relaying to Dodds how our friendship was formed and what we've been through. So I want to make sure that you guys who don't know us as well find it useful. So that episode is the only episode that's going out next week because we've got a bit of a break. I've actually allowed Dodds a holiday. I'm so nice.
Yeah, thank you.
So Dodds is going on holiday next week. So the only episode next week is the one on Wednesday, which is the After Hours episode. And
but it will be longer.
Oh, but it's longer.
So
it's really funny with his hands.
I was trying to signal to you that it's
a longer episode. It's not like these ones that we do twice a week that are shorter so you can have bite-sized ones. So make sure you get settled with a good cup of tea and your
or a glass of Prosecco.
Or a glass of Prosecco and your laughing shoes on.
Way to go making it sound cool, Katie. Should we get into this week's podcast?
Yes.
Now we've got our laughing shoes on.
No, first of all, what I want to say is please can you rate us 5 stars? Because we are so close to getting...
We're so close now to
100% 5-star reviews.
Thank you to everybody that's reviewed it.
It's, oh my God,
it's
thank
It's put us
you.
Back into the top 10 on the business podcast. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. We're top 10 again.
We're basically celebrities at this point. So.
Hello. Ah! I can't believe it. We're about 5 off getting 100% 5-star reviews.
Or maybe by the time this will go out, we'll already have done it.
Oh, God, that's so exciting. I'm so excited. That,
we are close, though.
But yeah, please rate us 5 stars. If we get to 100 5-star reviews, I'll treat Dodds to something. He just doesn't know what yet. But I'll think of something. I don't know.
Another holiday would be nice.
You should be so lucky. I've got a podcast to make. Reputation to uphold. Okay, so first things first. Feedback that we've been getting recently is that you all love the admission submissions.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing we're going to talk about is an admission submission. This one's quite timely. Is this from you? I shouldn't say this, but I feel guilty about taking time off.
Oh.
Did you write this?
It's from Bobs.
Oh, Bobs. He's a male.
No, I didn't write this. I just put that on record. I don't feel guilty at all.
Male, age 32. You won't bump your age up a little bit to make it not work.
It's when you put the numbers the wrong way around. No, I'm not 23 either.
I was going to say you took a few off then. Hi, Katie. I was wondering from the position of an MD how you feel about taking time off. Personally, I feel guilty about taking time off, almost as if it's a weakness and others will think I'm not serious enough about my job. Is this how MDs feel when employees take time off?
Good question from what I think is a handsome young male.
So, Bobs. No, I love holidays.
All right, that's the end of that.
I shouldn't say this, but I love holidays. And for me, I encourage people to take time off in here and probably everywhere. I can't speak for every MD, but definitely for me personally. As I've always said, treat people like I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I know that sometimes I need time off to recharge the batteries and be performing at the highest level I can. Because a lot of the time, if I don't take time off, I can feel it and I can see it, sense myself getting a little, my decisions aren't as sharp. I get a little bit more snappy and a little bit more frustrated than I normally would. Also, I'm a bit more clouded. So I like to take a bit of time off, even if I'm not doing anything, just to switch off and recharge. And that's important for everyone, not just an MD. And also, why would you want a workforce that are completely run into the ground that feel that way as well? You're never going to get the most creativity out of people or the most job satisfaction out of someone who feels like they can never take a bit of time for themselves.
Mm. So they need to recharge their batteries and come back.
Recharge their batteries and come back 100%. Refreshed. Yeah. We have, and I'm sure many of you know, we have an unlimited holiday policy at Social Chain, which means that you can take holidays, well, as many holidays you like, within the respects of the team. So making sure that there's cover, making sure the work's done. Again, it's like treating people like you want to be treated. I would never leave with a load of work that needed doing, and I'd never leave that on someone else. And we all respect each other enough to not do that in here. And with that unlimited holidays, we have our head of projects, Nolene, who is fabulous. And since she started within the company, she has made such a big difference to Social Chain with our processes and how we run our productions and our projects and how everything's run, really. She's just incredible.
And she works hard as well, doesn't she?
She works so hard.
She's here all the time.
So hard. She's constantly running around and she's constantly fixing things. And her job is tough. And she came to me back end of last year and said, please, can I take February off?
The whole month,
because it was her boyfriend's 40th and she wants to learn how to drive and she was doing different bits and pieces. So I said yes. Why would you not?
She's got all the work covered.
All the work was covered. We brought in a freelancer to cover the workload when she wasn't there. Yeah, she needed it. She needed that time off. And when she's come back, you can see that she... Well, the first thing she said to me was how much she missed the place and how she couldn't wait to come back. And I love that. Like, we can offer a place where people really love being here. They benefit from a bit of time off to recharge the batteries, but then they come back really, like, driven and wanting to make a difference. So, no, I... As an MD, I don't feel like it's a sign of weakness when people take holidays, and I actively encourage people to do the same. Paul Stevens, our ops director, is off today because I forced him to take a day, because otherwise he would never take a holiday.
No, I do feel like there's like a stigma though about taking too much holiday. Do you know what I mean?
I think, like, it's all relative. I think if you're on top of your work and you get your work done, it doesn't really matter where you are.
Yeah, that's true.
If
someone's not pulling their weight and they're like, oh, she's on, or he's on holiday again.
Yeah, but that again goes to treat people how you want to be treated. If you want to be able to go on those holidays, be an adult and get your work done.
Yeah.
It's not my job to sit here and start cracking the whip that everyone then needs to be ticking their to-do list and checking whether they've done that in order for them to go on holiday. I think everyone's an adult in here, and... if you need the time, you need the time, but also respect the fact that there's still work going on here and things need doing. Things that I do struggle with, though, are in the day. So as my days are hectic, aren't they?
Yeah.
My days are really hectic. My days are like, I can come in and have back-to-back meetings pretty much 9:30 till 6:00. But within that, I know that I need to get some form of exercise in, be that before. And I try and do it before work if I can get up. Or sometimes I've done a little bit of like a half hour at lunchtime with my PT when she can fit me in. And I sometimes feel a bit guilty for running out the office and doing that. But once I've done it, again, it's that small bit of energy that I need for the afternoon. So it actually makes me more charged up than... So I shouldn't really panic. I think as I cover, and I'm talking to every single team in the office as well, it's difficult for me not to feel like I'm letting people down if I say I can't do that time for a meeting. So I often just say yes to everything. And what I have started doing is if I need to do something else, I'll just say, I can't do that time, can I move it? And everyone's always fine about it. I think I just put myself under a little bit of pressure to not let people down in that moment.
Yeah, I get that. That's good.
People pleaser. Moving on to the general news of the week. Dodds and I have been looking at the news and realised that there's a lot of bad news out there. A lot of what is reported is stuff that's sad and bad and a bit scary. So, I've got some good news for you. We thought we'd try and flip it and bring some happiness into your life for an early morning start, or whenever you're listening to it, obviously. Because there is actual psychological evidence of talking about good news and having good news in your life. And according to a child psychologist, smiling helps us think more positively, and it also acts as a coping mechanism for any negative issues that people might be going through. It helps limit anxiety, and it allows us to feel more contented and able to cope and resolve problems. We want to give you some good feel-good news to make you have like a bit of a brighter start to your day, feel like you can tackle anything, and just to make you happy. When you're happy, your perspective on life will change and you'll feel like you can take anything and on, and it'll also help with your well-being and offer health benefits as well. So we're hoping that this segment will just give you that little bit of a boost that you need. So I'm going to run you through. I shouldn't say this, but this is the good news. I feel like we need
What do you think we need?
There was a lot of negative news last week, and what we've actually started at Social Chain for everyone in the office is a first message you get of the day is from one of our happiness team members that sends you out a good news article of the week, which should hopefully give you a brighter perspective on the day. And we wanted to do the same for you guys. So Here's the good news of the week. Here's this week's good news. NASA has confirmed a first all-female spacewalk in history, which is just in time for Women's History Month, which is very exciting. Here is the most British thing you'll hear all week. Four rowers have celebrated crossing the Atlantic in record time by having a cup of tea. Next up, your dog knows when you're upset and wants to make it better, and that has been proved by scientists. We all thought it was true, but science has actually proven that your dog knows when you're sad and wants to make you feel better. Don't we all love dogs a little bit more? The people of Bristol are leaving hats and scarves out in the street for anyone who might feel cold. They've got little notes on that say, "I'm not lost, please take if you're feeling the chill," which I thought was lovely. People are picking up trash for a new internet challenge, which can only be a good thing. And just showing the power of social media, one tweet has changed everything for a new donut shop in Texas. A son of a new donut shop owner tweeted a picture of his dad looking sad because no one had gone to the shop on its first day. The tweet got over 500,000 likes and 250,000 retweets and resulted in queues out of the door. So they're the headlines. Now we've got two main news good stories to share with you. First main news story is Kim Kardashian. It's not really what I think you'd expect me to say. But Kim Kardashian, known for many things, mainly vanity related, is actually using her famousness as a force for good. She has paid the rent of an ex-inmate who was denied housing for 5 years to make sure that they can live a normal life. And she's also now, I saw a tweet from her the other day that said that she is working hard to try and change the justice system for people in California that are on death row who might be innocent, because there are so many people and there's a massive issue with race and death row. So she's trying to make a change, which I think is incredible. And our final good news story of this week is using technology.
If this doesn't make you feel good in your belly,
in your core,
then nothing will.
Then you're made of stone. No, this is good because it's using technology as a force for good. IKEA are offering free 3D printable furniture attachments to help people with special needs. They're not just making them, they've also done, they've opened up a store to get them to get people with special needs to test out products and see what they'd need to make their lives a little bit easier. So what they've created are things like larger buttons to turn on lamps, hooks that people can grab onto curtains to open them easier, loads and loads of different little hacks that they are creating through 3D printers just to make people's lives a little bit better. And I think that is wonderful. Well done, IKEA. Moving on to the business news, and a report released last week has had MPs call for social media addiction to be classed as a disease. It's not a new topic. It's something we've obviously discussed on the podcast before about social media and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. But the latest report goes into detail about the negative and the positive impacts that social media has on children. Findings from the report are both positive and negative. The MPs have obviously focused on the negative, which is what they always want to do because they want to clamp down on social media. Some of the negative findings from the report are that 12% of children who spend time on social media platforms have symptoms of mental ill health. And that figure rises to almost 30% when there are using more than three sites a day. 46% of girls, compared to 38% of all young people, reported that social media has a negative impact on their self-esteem. There are also positive findings from the report, and these include that social media can have a range of positive impacts, including a platform for self-expression, enhancing social connections, and also supporting learning. And almost two-thirds, at 63% of young people, reported social media being a good source of health information. So I think that it's great that there's positives and negatives and we can read both and share both, because you only hear one side of the story more often than not. the government have been calling for regulation on social media for a long time, and there's many people saying that this report will be the first step in the right direction to that regulation. Facebook have already started to ban junk food ads before 9 p.m. on the platform. So things are starting to move in line with the rest of media, but this could be the first step in true regulation on social media platforms. The latest evidence claims that it's not the actual use of social media that can be the most harmful. It's actually the screen time at the detriment of other things like sleep and learning. So the thing that's clear out of this report is that we don't actually know at the moment. Social media is so new, and we're in a period of learning and experimenting with it, that we don't know the impact and the full impact that it's had on the youth generation at this stage, and I don't think we'll know for a while. An article on the report has said that young people are obviously the test pilots for social media, and until we've got more evidence, it's difficult to say the real impact that social media causes. But it is interesting that there is both the positive and the negative, which is what we've talked about before. MPs now want a 0.5% levy put on the profits that social media platforms make in order to go and fund more research into the effects that social media has on young people, which I think is a brilliant idea and one that I support wholeheartedly. I think that social media is both the problem and the solution to mental health and mental health illnesses. And it's great that we have this report to back that up. What do you think? I'd love to hear what you think. And also, what would you do when it comes to regulating social media? Let us know. That rounds up our Wednesday episode for this week. We would, as always, love to hear your feedback. Want to know what your thoughts are on this slightly tweaked format. I'm not going to say new because we keep changing it, but this is it now to stay, unless we get horrendous feedback and then we will change it again. Let us know what you think, and we will see you soon.